It's the 2nd of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A new project officially launching at the beginning of next year in Bedford is promising to do its part in addressing both the cost of living crisis and environmental concerns. Share Bedford, a charity run by its 6 volunteers, will be working with Bedford Central Library on Harper Street to create what it calls a library of things. The library will allow individuals to borrow available items such as a drill or a table for a small affordable fee instead of having to go out and purchase the item, reducing the amount of eventual waste. Share Bedford is currently accepting donated items in working order at the library and will begin the loaning out process in January. For more information about the charity, visit sharebedford.org. Wootton resident Charles O'Neill has been fined £2,217 for providing an incorrect address when he applied for his licence to be a private hire operator. Councillor and executive member for licensing Tracy Y said, "This prosecution sends a clear message that we do not tolerate dishonesty from applicants." Figures provided by animal welfare charity the RSPCA have shown a startling 44% rise in pet abandonment across Bedfordshire. During the 2022-23 winter, 205 animals were deserted, compared with 142 during the prior period. Ian Briggs, the RSPCA chief inspector, said, "Sadly, we expect the trend will continue as more pet owners face financial hardship at this time of year more than any other." Bedfordians were numerous at yesterday's Romania National Day celebration, where traditional food was served and the country's products were being sold in a market atmosphere. Music and dance were also part of the Bedford Borough Romanian community event. Romania officially formed as a country back on December the 1st, 1859. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.